In a court hearing today, a leading member of the far-right Proud Boys pled guilty to charges related to the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brian Levin, professor of criminal justice and director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how important is it that prosecutors got this guilty plea?
Well, it's important because he's going to give information about other Proud Boys and what kind of planning and execution existed around January 6th in Washington. The Proud Boys are probably, the Proud Boys are among the top two groups as far as numbers-wise that have been charged, the other being the Oath Keepers. And what I think is interesting is while the Proud Boys is really a national collective, a lot of their work goes on the local level. This is one of the times where they actually worked across different jurisdictions to do something. And if you look at the video on January 6th, some of the Proud Boys you could easily identify because they all wore these orange wool caps.
Right, right. So now that the one, Donahoe, is going to work with the prosecutors, what does this mean for groups like the Proud Boys, or is it just local, as you mentioned? Could it implode from within?
Oh, my gosh, what a great question. That's exactly what we've been seeing. But let me go a little further, which is so interesting. We have, like, the whole kitchen sink thrown. So if you look at what happened on January 6th, and we just had an acquittal yesterday of a fellow who walked in, didn't do anything, as far as violent or destructive of property, and a Trump-appointed federal judge said that particular defendant, it was a close call, but close calls go for the defendant. And what I think you're seeing with the more organized groups, which really do not represent most of the folks that were there, but they do represent the people who are often the most violent and who planned the most and brought weapons. You're going to see them get the higher type of penalties rather than the people who just got kind of caught up in the moment but didn't commit violence. So we're seeing an interesting range. One more quick point. While we're looking at the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, federal authorities just said there are hundreds of more people that they're looking to identify. So this movie is not over, but what I think you'll see is this interesting.
Oh, darn it. Brian, are you still with me? Breaking out there a little bit. You thought we'd see something, and I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we're going to see more prosecutions. There's hundreds more. We have over 700 people now being charged. There's going to be hundreds more. Let's see who else is involved and charged. Remember, we're still getting people arrested, indicted, and charged. To this day,
I want to ask you something about something that came down today. The men that were charged with the attempted kidnapping of a Michigan's governor, they've been found not guilty. So what kind of message is that sending to groups like these?
Well, I think sending a message that anything can happen, because what do I mean? Two defendants in that case already pled guilty. There's a mistrial of two others, and And these two escape. So what we see, both with
you know what, I'm sorry, our connection is just not that great, but what we could hear was great. That's Brian Levin, a professor of criminal justice and director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism.